some degree. You can't go to a class, the grocery store, or even a restaurant without being subject to some form of manipulation. No matter where you are, you can't escape it. It's present in advertisement posters. The tactic of that business sales clerk that stops you at the mall. The product placement in the movie you're watching. And everywhere else. However, instead of being afraid of this knowledge, you can use it to your advantage and redirect that manipulation as the wielder. However, you didn't buy this book to learn what other people can use NLP for. You want to know the benefits to yourself, correct? Well, to properly put NLP to use and manipulate people to do your bidding, you need to understand how NLP works and what steps you need to take to reach the final stage of persuasion. This chapter explains exactly what you need to know, step by step, beginning with rapport building. Building rapport with someone. Just as a therapist begins their treatment plan by building rapport with their clients, you need to build a foundation of trust with the person you wish to persuade. You won't take a lot of advice from that therapist if they begin firing off life changes and new rules to follow the moment you sit down at your first session. You'll likely leave second